this is it. This is it. The people that can make it through 15, 16, and 17 is like the Olympics of truth. It separates the boys and the girls from the men and the women. So you want to go into it?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, the healing instant and the special relationships. Special relationships. Special relationships. Okay, now, when you see holy, we mean happy. Got it? So it says the happy instant is the Holy Spirit's most useful learning device for teaching you the meaning of love. God's most useful learning device for teaching us what love is will be giving us happy moments. Happy instants. Got it? Yeah. What loves you says, I'm going to teach you that love is the only thing that's in your life. And the way I'm going to teach you that love is the only thing in your life is I'm going to use happy times as a learning device for you. All I want you all who feel like saying it is to say, okay.
Okay.
I actually want to ask you all to encourage me. Okay, I want y'all to encourage me. Okay. Okay. It says, now that means that if you want to have a loving relationship, its purpose is to suspend judgment entirely. I'm in this relationship with you to learn how to suspend my judgment of you completely so I can have some happiness sometime. I want to learn how to suspend judgment completely so I can have some happy times. Relationship. Okay? Okay? Now, judgment, you want it to become impossible? Okay, the way you make judgment impossible is to know that judgment is impossible without the past, which is the gone. Now, without the past, you don't understand anything without the past. Without your past learning, you don't understand anything. Agree?
Yeah.
If you hadn't learned in the past that this was a recorder, then you wouldn't understand that this is a recorder. Right? Yeah. So it's because of what you learned in the past that you think you understand everything you see.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So that means that if you really want to be happy, you would make no attempt to judge because it would become quite obvious to you that you really don't understand what anything means. Now, you are afraid to admit that you don't really understand what anything means. Because you believe that without your ego, without your past, you believe that without your past learning, everything in your life would be chaos.
Mm-hmm.
You believe that unless you use your past learning, everything in your life would be chaos. Agree?
Agreed.
If I didn't use what I learned, yeah. Yeah. I think my life would be a chaos.
Oh, yeah.
I assure you that without what you learned in the past, everything in your life would be love.
Wow. Oh, gosh.
Without your fear, everything would be love. Now, the past is the fearful mind's chief learning device. Because it was in the past that you learned how to define your own needs, and it's in your past you learned how to meet your own needs on your own terms. Isn't it true?
Yes.
That in the past you are the one that determined your needs and you're also the one that's trying to meet the needs you've determined.
Okay.
Is this true?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you how to have a happy, healed relationship. You got to focus, people. You have to focus. You have to focus, people. People? Focus, people. Focus, Earl. Focus.
Wake up.
Focus, Earl. Okay, thank you. He says, you are afraid to let go of your past learning because you think that without your past learning, all would be chaos. Yet I assure you that without all that past fearful learning that you have, all would be love. The past is the fearful mind's chief learning device because it's in the past that you learn to define your own needs. And it was in the past that you learned how to, you acquired methods. You, I love this. You acquired methods for meeting your own needs on your own terms. You call those acquired methods plans. Mm-hmm. Plans are my acquired method of meeting the need that I made up. First I make up the need, then I make up a plan to fulfill the need I made up. You don't really need it, but you define that you do need it, and so now you got to come up with a plan to get it. Is that familiar with that?
Yes.
you have said, I love that. He says, you have said, we have said that to limit love to part of the sonship, to limit love to part of creation, is to bring guilt into your relationships. Only loving part of creation makes your relationships unreal. If you seek to separate out certain aspects of the totality, which is a fancy way of saying, if you seek to separate out certain people, I love how he calls this aspects of totality. It sounds so important, don't it? He says, if you seek to separate out certain people and look to those people to meet your imagined needs, what you're really doing is you are attempting to use separation to save you. See, I'm trying to separate you out the hole to take care of my imagined needs. I'm pulling you out, and you're the only one that's getting my love, but you're supposed to take care of my imagined needs. So I'm using separation to satisfy my imagined needs. Breathe. Because we all know we busy trying to get some separation to meet our imagined needs right now. Because I'm looking for that special friend, special something, there's somebody I'm looking for. Them. I'm looking for, I need, could you take care of my imagined needs that I made up tonight? When I was 18. I'm entering a world I can just say, do you want to take care of my imagined needs? And it says, yes. I must be heading towards the real world. I'm seeing the signpost. The signpost to your happiness always have one word. Yes. Yes is that way. Thank you, Lord. Yes is to the right. Yes. I'm looking for the yeses. Yes, I want to love you, have peace with you, have joining with you, have healing with you. Doggone right. Yes, that's what I want.
Yes.
Okay. Now remember, so that you'll be able to hear this part, the Holy Spirit, the cause, I tell you how it's going to end up so you'll be willing to make the journey. I just thought I better do that.
Yeah. Okay.
The Holy Spirit, the higher self, is going to use exactly the way we've learned how to do relationships, which is to separate and exclude, have our own little special relationship, is going to teach us how to use that relationship to heal everyone, including ourselves. So it is not trying to deny you your one-on-one relationship. Let me get that out of your mind right now so that you can hear the whole thing. You're not being asked to sacrifice your special lover, your special friend, your special whatever. You're not. You can have one relationship. You can. It's all about one anyway, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I think we'd be doing great if we just had one.
Yeah.
I can do one. Maybe. Okay. Let me have Lord, send me my next test case. I don't know what her name would be, but send it to me. Or him or it. Yeah, I want to take all the limits off myself. She can come from another planet and she make me happy. Okay. You know, I don't know. Three breaths might not be that bad. Anyway. Okay, now.
That's not what she wants.
Okay. You don't want three breasts?
No.
Okay. You don't mention breasts in a spiritual class. So you never do that, do you? Just don't say breasts in a spiritual class. Well, I'm going to say it. Breast.
Penis.
All right.
Yeah.
Now you see why I shook your head. Some people making their decision today. Well, I will not penis, I will not be back. There ain't no penis on the path to God for me, I tell you that. That's been pretty obvious for several years now that penis is not my path. For some people, you know, that's not their path. Okay. But you can't condemn the penis people. You top, you don't condemn penis people. That's what I'm saying. We got to learn how to laugh at this illusion.